Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Today is Friday, the 1st of December 2023. We are beginning the last month of the year 2023. Well done to all of you listening to me. Our text for reflection is 1 Peter 4, the verses 1 to 6. 1 Peter 4, 1 to 6. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin. As a result, they do not live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless, wild living and they heap abuse on you. But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to human standards in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the Spirit. My theme for reflection is Christ-like living in the face of worldly desires. Christ-like living in the face of worldly desires. My dear friends, the epistle of Peter was written to Christian communities facing persecution and social ostracism. The Apostle Peter, recognizing the challenges they encountered, provides guidance on how to navigate a world often at odds with Christian values. In this specific passage, Peter addresses the call to emulate Christ's sacrificial life amid a culture driven by self-indulgence. The text encourages believers to embrace a Christ-like mindset, even in the face of worldly desires and societal pressures, and underscores the transformative power of Christ's suffering, calling Christians to live differently in response to God's redemptive work. There are two insights from this text for our faith journey. The first is suffering leads to transformation. Suffering leads to transformation. The text emphasizes that embracing suffering with a Christ-like attitude leads to a transformative experience. By sharing in Christ's sufferings, believers are invited into a deeper communion with Him. It challenges us to view suffering not merely as an unfortunate circumstance, but as a catalyst for spiritual growth and conformity to Christ's image. Secondly, breaking free from worldly desires. The passage highlights the contrast between living according to human desires and living in God's will. Christians are called to break free from the grip of worldly desires such as sensuality, lust, and excess. This involves a conscious choice to align one's life with the values of the kingdom, resisting conformity to societal norms that contradict God's purposes. I bring this to an end again with two questions for reflection. Number one, how do you perceive and respond to suffering in your life? In what ways can embracing a Christ-like perspective transform your understanding of challenges and hardships? Number two, In what areas of your life do you find it most challenging to resist worldly desires? How can you actively cultivate habits and attitudes that align with God's will in those areas? Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open to your transformative work. Teach us to embrace suffering with the grace and endurance modeled by Christ. Grant us the strength to break free from worldly desires, aligning our lives with your divine will. May our journey of faith be marked by a profound conformity to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.